Hi, this week we're continuing our discussion from last week, lessons that we must learn from 9/11, the terrorism that occurred on 9/11. Last week we discussed the first and foremost lesson that must be learned. It matters what you believe in religion. It's naive to think that religious beliefs do not matter, because what people believe affects how they act. And as we pointed out, people are free in this country to believe what they wish, but that does not mean that they will always be right. All right, this brings up our second lesson that we need to learn, something which we at the Church of Christ have been saying for a long time. There is such a thing as right and wrong in religion. My friend, not all religious beliefs are right. There is a standard by which to gauge right and wrong. But we have been saturated year after year with liberal indoctrination. We've been brainwashed into thinking that there is no definite right or wrong, and that everything is relative. This is simply not true. There are some doctrines that are wrong and dangerous. This is no game. The loss of life that occurred in New York, at the World Trade Center, at the Pentagon, and in the field in Pennsylvania, these will forever stand as a testimony that some religious doctrines are simply wrong and dangerous. In John chapter 18, verse 37 through 38, Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" Now, do you see this question? Pilate asked, "What is truth?" as though the idea of truth is elusive, as if there really was no gauge by which to determine right from wrong and what is truth. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus and His Word are truth, the only truth. There is no religious truth outside of what Jesus and His apostles taught. In John chapter 16, verses 12 and 13, Jesus said, "I have still many things to say to you, apostles, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you, apostles, into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come." The Holy Spirit was sent by Jesus upon these apostles to guide them into all truth. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, the Apostle Peter wrote, "His divine power has given to us," that's the apostles, "all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to glory and virtue." Peter is declaring that what Jesus promised in John chapter 16, He fulfilled. All religious truth was delivered by the Lord to His apostles. If any man teaches anything different from what was taught by the apostles, he will be accursed from God. Galatians 1 verses 8 and 9. All truth was delivered to the apostles, and they wrote it down, according to Ephesians 3:3 through 5. Once it was written down, the Lord preserved this written word for all future generations. Matthew 24, verse 35. Now think about this. If all truth was revealed by the apostles and preserved by the Lord, then there are no missing books of the Bible, as someone published a few years ago. There is no new truth in the Book of Mormon. There is no new truth in the Quran, the holy book of the Islamic faith. There is no more truth to be revealed from God. There are no more prophecies to be delivered. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 10. There are no more miracles to be performed. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 10. And there are no more prophets to come into the world. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 10. My friend, the New Testament scriptures are complete. There is not anything to be added or subtracted from them. Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. There are two important lessons which we need to learn from the terrorism of September 11th, 2001. And that is, It matters what people believe religiously. That's the first lesson. And second, there is an absolute standard of right and wrong by which to gauge everything, and that's the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. Anything practiced or taught by any group, whether Islamic or so-called Christian groups, if it's not taught in the Scriptures, the Holy Bible, then it is wrong and it is dangerous, and we must learn this lesson. Doctrine matters.